Greetings in the name of Jesus this morning. Yesterday, or last Sunday, they had on the calendar was supposed to be the day of the resurrection, so I guess it's still the day of the resurrection today. So I'd like to read a verse in Psalms 127. That's kind of my thought this morning, is lest the Lord builds the house, we labor in vain. It says, lest the Lord builds the house, those who built labor labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, those who guard it stay awake in vain. That's kind of the thought. Now we're going to read in John 15 this morning about the Lord, what he said in John 15 for a devotion this morning. Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it so that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you. As a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, and you are the branches. And he who abides in me, and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is thrown away as a branch and dries up. And they gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done unto you, for you. I think that's a verse that sometimes we get carried away with, but there is such a thing as asking amiss. So what we ask, we want to ask in a way that would glorify God. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit. So prove to be my disciples. Just as the Father has loved me, I have also loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be made full. This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that one lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you slaves, for the slave does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you that you would go and bear fruit, and that your fruit would remain, so that whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you. This I command you, that ye love one another. It talks there about remaining, that we would remain bearing fruit unto God. That is the challenge of life, or do we know when God is purging us or trimming us? I think if we allow him to do that, however that may be, through our brethren, or then we, if we really want to bear fruit and be true to our God that brought us back to himself, we will be glad to be shown the way. At times we can get lost in our own thoughts and our own ways. And I'd like to read a little bit here in chapter 16 yet. Starting in verse 7, chapter 16, it says concerning the Holy Spirit. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I sent him to you. And he, when he comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father and you no longer see me. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. That was a verse that when he was talking to his disciples. They needed to see some more things and go through some more, have some more time and go through some things till the Holy Spirit came and showed them. Then everything opened up to them. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, and for he will not speak on his own initiatives, but whatever he hears, he will speak. He will disclose you to what is to come. He will glorify me, for he will take of mine and will disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore, I said that he takes of mine and will disclose it to you. So, when we receive the Holy Spirit teaches us things. I don't think we can understand the Word to the full extent, maybe not even so anyway, but unless the Holy Spirit teaches us and we abide in Jesus. So that's my challenge, is that I don't get complacent or think I'm okay now, but continue to grow in Christ from day to day. And so I guess that's all I would have. If you want to add to something or have something else or correct something, feel free.
Amen, Brother Joe. Thank you for edifying us with the words of Christ by which we're going to be judged. I'll just make a comment on the first psalm that you read. Unless The Lord built the house. H-O-U-S-E. House. Now we're in a new covenant. And Jesus said, he who hears my words is like a man who builds his house, H-O-U-S-E, on the rock. Well, what is that house? Well, Christ died for us according to the scriptures. Right? We know the scriptures. And Paul said that he wants all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Well, what is the truth? Well, I think Brother Duane knows very well. He's given us 5 or 6 lessons on the Sermon on the Mount, and that is the words where we're going to be judged. All meant to come to the knowledge of the Sermon on the Mount, the house. So let's diligently try, put on the Beatitudes, all those commands and things that are possible to live, not just loving our neighbor and permanence of marriage and oaths and not laying up riches, but all of those things. And let's not be ashamed of sharing it with other people, because if we don't build upon the house, we have no hope in this world. The Lord be magnified.
Yeah, I appreciated those scriptures as well. Jesus being the vine, we the branches. And the thought about resurrection, it brought another thing to my mind about it's been a year since Sarah had her birth date into eternity, and are we like it says here in Ecclesiastes, a good name is better than precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of birth? Are we more glad when people die than when they're born? Are we more excited about the end than we are about the beginning? It is better to go to the house of mourning than to go to the house of feasting. For this is the end of everyone, and the living will lay it to heart. Sorrow is better than laughter, for by sadness of countenance the heart is made glad. Anyway, it says some thoughts I had.